You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
7:55, it is the Social Soundbite. 43 degrees in cloudy conditions on our Wednesday, a very busy morning with lots of local guests to get to. Coming up next hour, John Thomas from the Iowa City City Council and Hawkeye great Tim Dwight will stop by the studio to talk about his football camp and just a general update. We'll see how Tim's doing. Looking forward to that. Right now, it's Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital for our Social Soundbite. Nick, how are you?
It's cold, it's hot, it's in between, it's cold, it's hot again. I don't know how to dress.
Springtime in Iowa.
It was really cold
yesterday. Windy and cold. But big announcement yesterday. Football fans, NFL fans, and there's certainly a lot of you out there, you're going to have to tune to Twitter to watch Thursday night football games.
This is correct. Yeah. In news yesterday, Twitter picked up the streaming rights for Thursday night football. But they were, of course, kind of the second player in that deal because Facebook bowed out on Monday because the NFL wanted to continue the video ads that would be in the streams, and Facebook prefers to have ad-free video content, is what they said.
Okay.
I also think there might have been some start times to some of the London games, I think, that were part of the package, too, that they that were not ideal for them, or at least the reasons that they gave. But what Twitter says is that you won't even necessarily have to be a Twitter user. So a lot of times when you stream things, especially various sports networks, it seems like you have to be logged in or have this kind of service.
Mm-hmm.
But they say that you don't even have to be a Twitter user. You will just go to Twitter.com.
Wow.
You'll be able to access the live streams of those games.
Who would have thought, 20 years ago that we'd be watching NFL football on a Thursday night on something called Twitter, right?
Right. And we would be doing so
on a phone.
With our phones, and maybe we're somewhere else. Maybe
unbelievable.
So
that's a big money deal there. Certainly big for recognition for Twitter, too, to get their name out there more.
Well, yeah, and think about where we've been over. I mean, I feel like our Twitter news and our social soundbites over the past few months has not been super positive
or
about the growth and health of the network and has more been about them limping along. And I have to think that something like this is a pretty good play for some wider use there as well.
Do you have some Instagram news, too?
I do. Instagram video viewing was up 40% over the past year. You know, we get those 15-second videos. They're now rolling out longer 60-second videos there, so you'll have more time. So they obviously saw more viewing of videos. They want to give people a little more space to play with so that they'll view videos even more.
People love their videos, too, don't they?
They do.
No doubt about it. Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital joining us here this morning for the Social Soundbite. And we'll wrap things up here. Nick, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Is there anything else you want to squeeze in?
Just remember, early registration is open for socialbrandforum.com.
Socialbrandforum.com. Great speakers. Great opportunity at the Englert again this year. Check it out, socialbrandforum.com. Nick, thanks, man.
Thank you, Jake.
We'll be right back with more after this. Coming up, snapshot of the stories we've been talking about, John Thomas from the Iowa City City Council and Hawkeye great Tim Dwight, all coming up here on The Morning Show. I hope you're doing well. It's 43 at the KXIC Studios. Good morning.
Jay Capron, weekday mornings 6 to 9. Hawkeye Sports all season long. AM 800 KXIC, Iowa City's news and sports station.
Hi, KXIC morning host Jay Capron here to tell you about my friends at Robbie Hardware. When a plumbing issue strikes your home or business, Robbie Hardware is the place to call. They're family-owned and operated and have been so since 1979. They've become number one in Eastern Iowa by doing it the right way. Hard work. honesty, integrity, and reliability. Don't let a plumbing issue flush your day down the toilet. Call Robbie Hardware at 319-454-6514. That's 319-454-6514. They're also local experts in heating and cooling. They're your authorized Lennox dealer. Robbie Hardware is your number one geothermal and radiant floor system expert in the area. Would you like to see a big decrease in your utility bill? Take control of your energy usage with a 400% efficient geothermal heating and cooling system built by GeoComfort. It won't be long till those hot summer days start baking Eastern Iowa residents. Check them out at Robbie. That's R-A-B-E hardware.com. That's RobbieHardware.com. Just about 8 o'clock, 43 degrees.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit MarketingPodcasts.net.